to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew? Who knew?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, like I just feel like in the summertime, cause I don't know, cause you know, summer is when people have more time
to like really to get do, into yeah. it. Yeah, I'm excited.
I started the podcast, so.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, hi everybody! It's me, or I'm thirsty. I was gonna go get something to drink.
Oh, you can get something to drink.
Do you want some?
We're back. We was just talking about, I don't know, what were we talking
before
about
we left, before this? Before I left?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea.
We were talking just pretty much about lives, our lives catching up. We haven't really caught up in a minute.
Yes, we haven't seen each other in a long time. And we have a surprise.
Yes. It's sad. But I mean, there's still other things. So yeah, it's Cash in New York, the Audacity podcast, and
we're coming to you.
Tired, I am.
I'm a little tired too. I'm gonna take a nap when you leave, I think, because we're going somewhere tonight. I don't know where.
Y'all going on a date?
We're going to celebrate these getting removed from your life.
Oh, yeah. New York is... You can announce your little...
Well, I don't want to tell y'all.
Okay.
No, I don't want y'all to know this. Maybe one day I'll tell y'all.
We do have an announcement. So, we are ending the podcast.
Inside it's sad.
Yeah. But it's for certain reasons. And, you know, we do have our own ventures that we are going to pursue. So, you can still hear from us. But, yeah, we're just, it's really a season of transition. Morena is moving next week.
What?
Morena. I got my bottom retainers in, and, yeah, they're kind of fucking up my speech. But Morena is moving, so she will no longer be in Oklahoma. And I... might be moving more than, I don't know, I'm about a 60-40, you know. I'm hoping I
Cash
do.
Cash is going to be moving sooner or later regardless. Yeah, so like coming up this year. And I still have a few months, but I'll be moving soon. And basically, we're all just going to be going
our
separate we don't know.
Ways,
yeah, we're going to be going separate ways. We don't know if we'll end up in the same place. So...
yeah.
Before we get too far gone or anything, or just go ghost, we wanted to do like... Dang! You think that's gonna pick up?
I don't know.
Okay, before we get too far gone, we wanted to just go ahead and, you know, do a kind of closing episode. But I think, like, personally, that we've had a good run.
Yeah.
And the purpose of, like, the podcast, I think it's fulfilled its purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, anyway, I think we've had a really good run, you know, overall.
Mm-hmm.
It fulfilled its purpose. It was like a little hobby.
And yeah, we've just all been really busy. I kickstarted my DJing again, and I've really been trying to work on... Kryptonite Clothing is relaunching on the 19th, which is tomorrow. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So
off social media.
Yeah, I redid everything. The site, I've been sewing like crazy. Just all of this stuff. So it's just...
What do you have? What's to come?
You know, I got skirts. I got sets.
Summertime stuff?
I got outfits, yes. Summertime stuff. I've been doing, you know, some custom orders for some people.
Where my shorts?
I'm gonna get them for you. I'll probably have them done by Monday. Yay. But and your pants too. But yeah, it's just really a season of transition, and I mean, I like podcasting. I might continue it once I really get settled into wherever I'm going to end up at. But it's just kind of hard to maintain right now because there's just so much going on in each of our individual lives.
I think for myself, like, I enjoy podcasting, but I think I really have a commitment issue. Like, once things get to where it's like, oh my God, like, this is where it happens. Anytime that it's just like, this is where it gets too structured for me, I'm like,
whoa. Which, like, is crazy because I like when stuff is structured because it's like, if I know it's planned, then I can prepare myself for it. But if it's like,
I like that, but I'm saying, like, I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, when shit start getting inconvenienced because it's supposed to be like a hobby, like a fun thing, but life keep going. Like, while you want to do fun shit, it's like life keep going. So it just be like, that ain't the fun thing I want to do this week. I want to go do this fun thing, or I want to. So yeah, it gets tough. And I think, yeah, like, accommodating for everybody's schedule is a lot. So yeah,
because we all don't, like, New York doesn't live in, she hasn't lived in the city for a minute. So that's another thing. And then I graduated, so I'm not, and I don't work wherever, you know, I don't work close anymore. So it's just hard.
All, like, our schedules have kind of stayed the same, but our locations have just really, because I haven't even hung out with them. Like, I don't know the last time I done hung out with them. Yeah. Or just last minute been able to kick it because I'm far as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Not super far, but far enough to where I don't want to go out there. So.
Yeah, so. But, you know, we gonna see. We kind of have our own endeavors that we're pursuing. But, yeah. And that's pretty much just what we've been on. Like, I know y'all been wanting to know. But, yeah, I don't know.
What have I been doing the past? I haven't been on episodes in a while. So, I was doing the Daniel fast, which I could talk about for a really long time. But I'll just give y'all a quick summary that if you've never done the Daniel fast, it's a 21-day fast where you're supposed to eliminate, like, basically all unhealthy foods, unnatural foods, and processed foods, and meats. So, really, you're kind of just eating fruit, vegetables, and drinking water. You can also do, like, whole grains and beans, stuff like that. And, you know, the food portion is really just one section. So, the food part is only, like, sometimes people focus in on that, but it's really a small, minor part of what the fast is supposed to be about. Like, you're really supposed to just grow closer to God and grow your relationship, grow your spirituality. So, it definitely did that, y'all. Like, I feel like so much stuff was revealed to me, even in regards to food and those habits. Like, I was able to think more clearly about what I was putting into my body and what I would have done if I was off the fast, in certain situations. And then, yeah, I kind of would wake up literally just feeling more at peace, and probably because I would do my devotional in the morning and I would try to rely on that throughout the day, like when I was annoyed or angered or whatever. So the fast was really good, and that's about all I have to say about it. If you haven't never done it, definitely do it. I honestly was, like, not wanting to get off. I was very much so, like, oh, I felt like I was just being thrown back into the world. Because it makes you feel like you're just in this little bubble, and I definitely was thrown back into the world. Like, you know, you have to learn how to operate. You can't just fast your whole life, so you're supposed to use the things you learn during the fast to help you, and it's not easy, because as soon as I got off the fast, you know, shit that I was doing that I was super strict on, that it was easy for me to do because, you know, God was my focus, it became a lot harder, like, once I was off the fast and I wasn't doing it for that reason. So, do it. If you've never done it, challenge yourself to do it. That was my very first time doing it, and I was successful because I know it was because of God, because, like I said, as soon as I got off, I was like, oh, I'm not going to do this. And, nigga, the next day, I probably did it. So, yeah. And what else is new? So, that's why I had missed kind of most of March. And that's about it. Like, I've been chilling. I don't think I done went nowhere. I have a lot of stuff coming up. Like, May is going to be crazy for me. It's my birthday month, which is just sick because I have so much to do before. I'm about to be 25, y'all. And I can't believe that. So, yeah, May is going to be crazy. We're moving. We're going to Jambalaya, me, my girlfriend, and to my friend and her girlfriend. And what else?
You want to talk about your crib or and stuff like that? Or?
About to get a house, and I love it, and it's beautiful, and I'll show y'all soon. Maybe whenever we move, that'll be next month. What else is going on? My birthday, like I said, and I'll be out of town for that, and I won't say where, because maybe it's people stalking us. And for real. And what else? I'm missing something.
Life, yeah. I mean, school's ending.
School ain't ending,
but yeah, it's really not ending. Her class is ending, but
I'm taking two summer classes, so actually, like, school is like really not ending. Yeah. But this semester has been pretty chill. It ain't been as rough as last semester. So yeah, I have two classes this semester. I only have six classes left for my degree. Woo!
Yay!
That's crazy, y'all. If you're considering getting a master's, go for it, because right. I feel like it goes by so fast. Like, as soon as you think you're just over it, it's like, but you only have six classes left, and you could finish that quick. Some people mm-hmm. take six classes in a semester. I'm a full-time worker, so, like, that is very difficult. That would be difficult and just unnecessary. So I'm not going to do that, but, yeah. It's been a lot of transitions at my job, and that's been interesting and, like, whatever. And just personally, I feel like I've been going through a lot of tests, like, spiritual and mental test. And you know, in the other day, I don't know if I can say this, you want to mute it up, when you was like, I feel myself going back into a dark space, that's how I felt this week. Like, it's been a long time since mentally I felt myself in, I don't know, like a really low place. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't felt that way since probably like I was in Spain, or like that, just that time frame. And that's how I was feeling like today. I got dark. Like, for real, like, I was just like, I was being negative. Like, I knew I could be more positive and see a different perspective to this, yeah. But I was like, fuck that. Like,
yeah.
I am pissed about this, and fuck that. Like, I want to be negative about it because this shit is stupid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could definitely feel the negativity, like, getting all up in me. And I did my devotional, because I haven't done it in a couple of days. I read it and it was like spot on, y'all. Like, it was, I can't remember, but the scripture that y'all, probably a lot of y'all know, it's like, don't be anxious. Do not be anxious about anything, for everything is, I've been talking a lot. Sorry. It's Philippians 4:6-7. It's, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made and known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches, glory, and glory in Jesus Christ. I was like, y'all, I think I started crying. Like, I was just overwhelmed, and that was like a spot on, like, it literally, that was God telling me, like, calm down.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't supposed to be anxious like this. What you're supposed to do when you get like this is just let it go. Release it to me. Pray about it.
Yes. Like, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but, like, I felt the same way. I don't know what it was, but I just felt anxious, on edge, wanted to go off on people. Mm-hmm. I did go off on my best friend about something, and, you know, I apologized to her. But, like, yeah, I really had to, I could just feel it absorbing mm-hmm. me. And, you know, there are, like, I do struggle with certain things, but during that time, I just was not, I wasn't restricting myself from stopping those feelings.
From being,
like,
better. Yeah,
like, I was literally feeding into it. And you know, once you feed into mm-hmm. negative energy, it just compounds on each other.
Yeah, and that's scary. Then you get all anxious about that.
Yeah. And so I had to really, I basically did what you did. Like, I literally had to be like, bro, chill out. I've been praying a lot lately. Like, I've really been leaving stuff up to God, because a lot of the things that I am anxious for, or the things that I want to happen, you know, they're going to have, if I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, the outcome is whatever. At least I know that I'm doing what I'm doing.
You did your part.
Yeah. But I really just had to kind of pull myself out of that space.
Yeah.
And just kind of be like, you know, stuff isn't, it's not the end of the world, you know?
God, nigga, it's, that's the thing. Like, I think the word struggle is so important because it's like, yeah, we can know, like, we can be cognizant of all this, but, like, it struggles.
Yeah.
Like, so today, a couple people, like, of my close people were trying to tell me I was being impatient, and that pissed me off because I'm like, nigga, no, I'm not being impatient. Like, I've been very fucking patient. I'm annoyed because shit is inefficient. I'm annoyed because niggas ain't doing what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. That's not me being impatient, but a part of it is. Like, my best friend was like, patience is literally, I gotta read what she said because it was like, she basically told me the definition, like the actual definition of what patience mm-hmm. was. And she was like, patience is just being able to tolerate delay. And so when you think about it in that actual thing, it's like, okay, that's true. My patience was wearing thin because even though somebody had made a mistake, patience is being able to like, okay, like, it's still not something I can control. It's still not. But to me, I was like, well, fuck that. I'm allowed to be upset. I'm human. And I have struggles like it. I have struggles just like everybody else. Everybody goes through their ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've been, like, all week. It's just been a fucking down. And it's, like, a whole bunch of shit that's just tagging on. Like, mm-hmm. adding on. And, yeah, like, literally just dark. Like, I felt the dark. And I can feel myself, bro. Like, wanting to get, that's I'll kind of get out. And then it'll be like, okay, back. And then, you know, when you go back, it's, like, even worse. Like, it's, like, a down. And I was, like, that shit is scary.
Yeah,
because you know you don't want, like I said, I haven't felt like that in a really, really long time. And even when you know, like, you really don't have a reason, like, you, like, everything in your life, I'm blessed. And that's what you should think about. Like, okay, I'm blessed. And I am grateful for this. And I know at the end of the day, if I was to die today, I wouldn't want to die, like, being an ungrateful brat. But it's like, we have feelings about stuff, and we can't always control that either. The only thing we can do is be cognizant of that and try for that shit, like, try to make it better. But those are our struggles. Like, those are things that we're struggling with. So, yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot today, because I'm like, no, I'm not being impatient. I'm not this and that. Like, no, this shit I'm struggling with, and I know that.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't be feeling like this, but I still have a right to
those
feelings.
That's exactly how I, like, that's literally, like, what I was thinking the other day, because there's so many things that I do struggle with, and in terms of, like, not dwelling on them or whatever, but at the same time, I'm also like, I'm gonna let myself feel this, and then I can work past it. But nah, that's honestly real. Like, you really do have to be cognizant of your feelings versus your thoughts. And you can feel some type of way, but that don't mean you need to feed into it with your thoughts to make you feel worse. Like, because that's not gonna get you anywhere. But
and that, nah, I mean, you know that true. God is in that too. Like, I can say, like, since the fast, I can hear a clearer voice that's like, but why? Like, when I'm saying, like, speaking some of these things to myself or saying these things, it's like, but what about this? Or what about that? Or do you really feel like this? Like, is it really that deep? Or do you really need to be this stressed out about it? Shouldn't you just be letting it go? Shouldn't you do this? Shouldn't you pray? Shouldn't, you know, like, I can hear that voice so much clearer than I have ever heard it before. And I'm grateful for that, because without it, y'all, it is scary. Like, it's easy. And it comes out of nowhere that all of a sudden you're like fucking depressed, like sad, wrapped up in sadness about a whole bunch of shit, and 90% of it ain't even in your control.
Right. You can't change it.
Yeah, you can't change it. You're not the one who's making those decisions, and you can only continue to do probably what you've been doing, because if it's annoying you that much, it's because it's something you care about, and it's probably something you've been working your ass off about it anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, that was my week. The week was fucking... But you know what? Literally, midday,
shit changed.
Yeah, God, like, granted me that news. And that was, like, God, that was literally, y'all, like, there was no reason I should have had that answer today. I called this morning to check on the status of something. And they told me, first, a couple days ago, I called and they told me they had no request. Like, the request was not there. This was something that was supposed to be taken care of 3 weeks ago. And when I called this morning, they said that it was, they had received it now. It's only been in the system for 2 days. That's what she said this morning. And by 2-something today, I had a response. It's supposed to take like 3 weeks. And by 2-something today, I had a response. That is nothing but, that's nothing yeah. but God. Like, and literally like showing me like, you're, this say you ain't in control. What you waited for 3 weeks, I can make happen in 2 days.
Right. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, like, and that's, yeah, that was nuts. And it was like, my bad. Like, no,
that's, it was like. That's how I'll be like, okay.
Right, know. Like, and I but wasn't. The thing is, I don't be feeling, I wasn't, I didn't feel like I was growing impatient with God. I was just mad. I was just mad in general. I was mad about the situation and of course, everything else, because you get mad at one thing and it's everything else. Mm-hmm. But I was still like, my bad, because I should have been. It's a trust thing.
Yeah, it is, you gotta like, trust. You gotta trust the process, which is very difficult.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard because it is a trust thing. Now I would say that I didn't like the word impatient because I didn't think I was being impatient, but I was losing my trust. I wasn't relying all the way on my faith. Like I was mm-hmm. losing like. I was just getting annoyed, like, fuck it. Like, I was more willing to just be like, fuck it, and not have no faith in it because I didn't know if it was going to actually
happen,
be a yeah. thing than to just remain, like, steady on, like, whatever, you know what? It's a delay. This is still going to happen. The all these things that I want are still going to happen. I still trust that. I still believe that. But I was more willing. You know, it's easier just to let it go and to try to not have no feelings towards stuff
yeah.
when you don't know, so... Yeah, learning and growing, y'all. Growing pains, fuck.
Yeah, stress. For real. But nah, it's kind of crazy how, like, people can go in and out through the same or, like, similar things. Because how she was saying that she hasn't felt that way since she went to Spain, like, during that time, I literally was like, I feel like I'm back in 2013 where I literally just am like, fuck it, like. I don't mm-hmm. care if you do, if you or if you don't. Like, that's literally how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. And that type of feeling, I mean, I felt other types of, you know, despair. But, like, that type of feeling, that did scare me because mm-hmm. I was literally like, nah, we need to get this. Yeah. Like, there's really not, there's nothing that's that pressing for you to be.
Back in that space. Yeah. It is good because it's like, how do you... Like, I think I'll talk to you about this, and I think it was when we was loaded, but I said, like, I feel like all of us have moments like that, right? Mm-hmm. But some of us have them more frequently, and some of us have them, yeah, every few years. Some of us have them every other week, and da-da-da, but all of us just has this continuum of, like, ups and downs. And it is just like, well, are we even in control of that? Right. Like, because when I look back, it's like, I don't really know. Like, I do think I worked to get, like, to, like, be healthier. People were eliminated from my life. Other people came into my life. But overall, I can't just say, like, these are the steps I took to get me out of that space. Right. These are the things I did that caused that space. Because even now, I'm like, bitch, you don't have no reason to be like this. You don't got no reason. Like, you really don't. Maybe, like, one thing that's pretty depressing. But it's like, mm-hmm. other than that, no. And even that thing is, like, a superficial whatever. But, yeah, like, I think that's what makes it so scary is that when I had that feeling, I was just like, whoa. Like, I wasn't expecting to feel like that.
Right.
And I don't know why. Like, why is this stuff getting to me so much to where mm-hmm. I feel like that? So, yeah, that's why it's scary. Because it's like, I don't want to be back in this space. And I need to stop it. But I don't know exactly right. what I need to do.
Right, nah, that's definitely real. I definitely feel that. But I'm definitely in a better space than I was a few weeks ago. And at this point, I'm just like, you know, I gotta work hard at the things that I want to happen. Like, I've really been focusing my energy on, like, 4 or 5 things consistently. So that's what I've been trying to get.
What are those things?
DJing, clothing... my career, and then passing this exam to further my career. So this is like the third time I'll be taking this exam. Man, I really just want to pass it. Like, I'm adamant about passing it and really working towards improving the areas that I lacked in. So those have been my 4 main focuses. But as far as my career, you know, wherever the Lord takes me, that's mm-hmm. another thing. Like, stuff will happen quick once I get, you know, a confirmation on what life is going to bring me. But yeah.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's on. I feel like it's just very, like, fast. Like, time really does pass by, you know, when you dream of something or you want something to happen, and then before you know it, it's there. So there's that. Yeah, and we didn't discuss it, but Nipsey Hussle, you know, he was murdered by somebody who was, you know, was just the product of their environment, I guess, you know. Which is sad, and that was on March 31st, so that was almost 3 weeks ago.
That was actually, I feel like, the start of dark periods. The next day, I did not go to work. I was fucked up about that.
Yeah. Because it was just messed up.
It was just fucked up. Like,
I didn't go, yeah. I was in Houston. I didn't go to work either.
Yeah, I didn't go to work the next day. I needed that. And whenever I did get back on social media, I was like, let me get the fuck up off here. Because it annoys me when people get annoyed that people are paying homage. Like, who cares?
Right.
Why are you mad if somebody is paying homage to somebody? You don't know how much somebody loves. Nobody would have known that I was a Nipsey Hussle, like, as a person fan. I never bumped his music like that. Yeah. I fucking would read articles about him. I would watch videos on him, like, all the time. Like, I was a fan of him in Lauren London. Mm-hmm. His music was, like, cool. Like, I liked some of his music. I'm not super into rap that much. I have a couple of rap artists.
Yeah.
But who cares? Like, everybody have their own different connections with people. And when I heard that shit, I didn't believe it.
Yeah. I didn't believe it. I was like, stop lying. But nah, man,
me and my girlfriend were going to be him in Lauren London for Halloween last year, but she was gone. And the day that this happened, I heard her out there talking to, like, our roommate, and I could tell somebody had died because she was like, nothing. And I could tell just what she was saying, that somebody died. And I was thinking it was somebody he, like, knew. Mm-hmm. And so when I went out there and they said that shit, I was like, no way.
Nah, bro. Literally, I was like, nah. Nah. And then when they said, yeah, that shit was heavy. Like, I'm the same. I didn't really bump his music like that. But, nah, he was definitely someone who was doing work for the people. He put his money where his mouth was. Mm. It was just like... And the thing that was really sad about it is, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was one of the people who was doing the work. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just, you know, death is sad. However, when it's someone who was just a light to people, yeah. Why? And it was just so senseless. Like, yeah, just so fucking senseless.
Fucking, like, I would have been better if it was, like,
a car crash.
Yeah, a crash, an accident. But to know that somebody, I can't stand that. Like, why? What is ever that serious? Right. That you're taking somebody's dad, the love of, like, somebody's life, somebody's fucking soulmate, somebody's son, somebody's brother. Like, what is that serious? It's not that serious. And that definitely wasn't that fucking serious.
At all.
Can I have a better freaking story, a better reason for this? Like,
right.
Y'all was hurt. And then that day, just because, I don't know, I'm a freaking dark cloud, I guess, I freaking go on Netflix and they play that, you know how you, like, you're on the arrows on something in place? So the story of Madeline, a girl who disappeared. So I go look this girl up, but I might be sick. I don't know.
Let me make myself feel
worse. I go look this girl up and, you know, then all these other people pull up. And I see this story of this little boy, and they have, like, a little documentary of this little boy who died by 2 10-year-olds. It's, like, the youngest recorded.
I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
Y'all, this little 30-minute, I was convinced, and this is literally probably the start of where all this shit came from, is that society's just evil, and after that, I was just fucked. But these little kids, these little 2 10-year-old boys tortured this 2-year-old boy. Like, tortured him and killed him.
That's sick.
Yeah, the little documentary is like they're actors and stuff that they're showing, like them being recorded about it and shit like that. And it was just like, why?
That's another why. Yeah, like, it's just like, why? Why?
Why is the world like this? Why are people just like this? Evil. And on one side, it makes you want to be like grateful. Like, that's why you should be grateful for like all the good that's in your life, for the good people in your life. Mm. Nipsey and Lauren, like, that's why you should, for myself, like, I should be grateful that I found somebody who makes me feel like that. I should be grateful that, you know what I mean? Like, so you think about that when you're arguing. Yeah. And but it's just like, life is, that's fucked up. Yeah. Like, ew. All that for that. Like, his brother basically said that. Like, it makes you feel like, yeah, he's not supposed to go out like this. Fuck that. Like, I feel like, no, like, he should not have died.
Right.
There was no reason. I don't get it. And I could not get it. And
I I really don't know what it was for. The only thing that I can maybe even correlate it to is just for the greater good. Like, you know, because for there to be a Nipsey, there had to be a Tupac, you feel me?
Yeah.
But like, I just wish it didn't happen in that way. You know, like, I would have rather he got shot. Maybe he was in critical condition, but he pulls through and he tells his story. You like, feel me? Yeah. But it's just like,
he died. This nigga it was dead. Just sick. I couldn't, yeah.
Like, and then in the way that it happened, like, it just,
yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, I mean, my thoughts can get pretty dark, but like, I don't understand how people can actually, like, how can you take someone's life in that way? And then, even then, go back.
Yeah.
And then come back again. Like,
that pissed me off. Because I was just like, this nigga.
Oh my God.
Without this gun, wouldn't have did shit. Nothing. He wouldn't have, like, and that pissed me off too. Because it's like, you trying to be a fucking big shot to a dead nigga.
Right.
That you done shot. And you gonna come back. That shit, y'all. I could not.
Yeah.
I could not. Kodak Black, dumbass bitch. That shit pissed me off. Like, are you serious? Nigga. First of all, you ugly ass nigga. You ugly ass nigga.
I'll be the best man for her.
Oh, nigga, my God.
You said you even had a chance.
He would never. Not even. You would never. The nerve of you.
Very disrespectful. And if anything, if you go, because, I mean, dudes talk like that, period, but like, if you gonna talk like that with your homies, don't fucking do it on a live where that shit is going to be seen by thousands of people. And I know Lauren heard about it. Like, she don't need, like, she just lost her soulmate. Like, can you imagine what she's going through? And then people just be disrespectful. And then, aside from that, recently, that news anchor, Laura Ingraham, I don't know if you heard about that, but they on Fox News, they had the little clip and they were like, Nipsey Hussle, a beloved rapper, died. But he recently released this song called F Donald Trump. Mind you, mm-hmm. That song is made by YG.
And it's old as fuck.
3 years old, y'all. And they played a clip, and then after that, they laughed. And she was like, I don't know what that has to do with the lowest black unemployment rate. Like, why are you being, first of all, why are you being disrespectful to someone who passed away? Second of all, like, why do y'all always fucking do that shit? Like, why do y'all always try to, like, what? Like, that's what the fucking media agenda on these fucking fake news ass networks. That's what y'all try to do, is detract from humans being decent people. Like, there was no need for that, honestly. And to laugh, like, that's just fucking disrespectful. But people have just been...
Think, yeah, I don't get any of it. Like, Nipsey and I don't give a fuck. That was a good-ass nigga.
Like, yeah, I'm like, that was a glitch in the Matrix. I felt very deeply... Just it brought back a lot of emotions that I had when someone passes, and you're just like, what is the point? You know, is good energy, if you put good energy out, do you really get it back? Like, yeah. What is it? But that's just one of the things.
I think he did. He got that, but it wasn't his time, man.
Yeah, that's, I'm like,
no, nigga. And it sucks. You know when that happened, you start thinking, like, all the other people who could have. Like, why you didn't?
This nigga could have. This nigga was terrible. Yeah. But it's just like, yeah, and just seeing the impact that he had, like, I don't know what it was. But nah, we all felt that.
Yeah.
We all felt it.
And it goes to show, like, again, we ain't in control.
Yeah.
Of fucking anything. This nigga, who wakes up and by middle of the day, like, that shit is happening. By evening time, that shit is happening. Like,
right.
I felt for Lauren London. That shit had me deep in my feelings. I was texting my babe, like, listen, if this happened or da da da, like, that shit will have you deep in your feelings, because I can't imagine. I cannot imagine.
And it's just sad, because even in the manner of how he was there, just maybe even 30 minutes, was trying to get his homie some clothes who just got out the pen,
yep.
Didn't notify his security team, just thought he was going to run over. You know, run over to his shop, get this man some clothes, chat it up, and leave.
Right. To his store. Like, yeah. If y'all seen the game's reaction, I was like, yeah, that's
really good. When I saw that, man, that's...
Because it was real, like, it ain't right. Like, it just ain't right.
At all. It's just, it's so messed up. Like, a whole entity gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was another thing, like, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. He definitely had a very large impact. And yeah, you know, the stuff that... It just makes you want to be a better person. Like, you know, everybody struggles with stuff, but that's really where the discernment comes in. To, like, you can either rise above it or you can stay where you at. So...
And the stuff that they were showing, like, the little videos from his funeral.
Yeah.
And just all his videos, dude. He just, yeah, I could go on. That nigga's just a cool-ass nigga. Like, if you wasn't a Nipsey fan, I encourage you to watch some videos with him in it. Because it don't matter. Like, you're going to get the vibe, like, of just genuine, cool, chill. Yeah. Not trying to, like, love and blessings to him.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it's just all weird. Very prophetic. His album, Victory Lap, he was 33. I mean, he literally tweeted out something maybe 30 minutes before he got shot, saying having strong enemies is a blessing. Like, I don't know, it was just kind of crazy. And he literally just, like, he hit the height of his career. Like,
yeah,
he was literally...
At the PK's game.
Yes, like,
PK's
nominated for a Grammy, was on the GQ spread with Lauren.
Was looking fucking good.
Like, I don't know. It's very weird. It doesn't even, I don't know. I mean, it definitely happened, but just like.
It's weird. And then, you know, it's like life just keeps on going.
It don't stop.
As much as that shit is, it's like, yeah, this nigga's dead. Like, that's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
And that's sad. So, yeah, God bless. Prayers to his family, his children, Lauren, his mother. Son. Yeah, it's just fucked up. It's fucked up. I was hurt all week.
Yes.
And now I just feel like I'm just not thinking about it. I'm not on social media, so I don't have to see it. And I stopped watching stuff about it. Because, yeah, I mean, after they found... And I'm so glad they found that dumbass nigga. And...
I'm just like, for what, man? Like, just...
Yeah.
For what? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But what you said, though, is, like, something I thought, like, he's really dead. Like, this nigga, like, got him. Like, it ain't like he just got shot and made it. And, like, shout out to everybody who did. Like, you don't think how big that is. That is big. Like, you missed death. You didn't die if you got shot and made it. But it's like... Yeah, like, you really shot and killed him, like.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Just enough of that.
Yep. Oh, I will say a quick little spill about, I mean, I guess we're at 40 minutes. We can, I don't know. do our maybe our final A-list, D-list. But I'm going to say this. I went to a restaurant called Iguana Grill. Never been there. Went there a few days ago. I went there for their happy hour. And I went with some friends. And firstly, someone was there that I haven't seen in forever. And I was just immediately uncomfortable. Like, whatever.
I'm going to ask you about that before we started.
But... So, they had $4 margaritas, so the first thing I ordered was a drink. Then I ordered, like, the little $2 tacos. We're all eating. We all had at least one drink, so then we order a round of shots. So, by this time, we're at one drink and one shot. Two people at the table, and one taco. And two people at the table ordered another drink, and I stopped ordering because I was like, okay, I'm good. So I get up, I go to the restroom, and then one of the people at the table with me goes to the restroom with me. And then on the way back, we stop at the bar, and she orders us two shots, and we just kind of have a little chat before we go sit back at our table. So by then, I have had one drink and two shots, and she's had the same amount. And the people at the table have had two drinks and one shot. So we go back to the table. And we get our checks and we like sign our checks and we're about to leave. But then the friend who bought me the shot, she was like, let me just order one more round of shots for everybody before we leave. Like, this was a good time. And by now it's like 8:08, let's say 8:08 p.m. So we ask for our waitress and she goes to the back and she like doesn't come back out. So like 10 minutes pass. So we get up and go to the bar and we're like, oh, can we have our waitress? I'm going to say her name. It was Laura. And
we're like, Iguana Grill.
Yeah, Laura at Iguana Grill. And she comes, or we ask for her and they're like, okay, we'll send her back. So we go and sit back down. Another 10 minutes pass. She doesn't come. So another person gets up and goes back and they're like, did she go home? Like, what's going on? And they were like, oh, no, we'll send someone to y'all's table. So we sit down. 5 minutes later, they send a guy to our table. And literally, he just stands there, looks at us with this goofy smile. And we're like, oh, hey, like, are you our waiter? Like, what's up? And we were like, is Laura coming? Like, is she coming back here? He literally didn't say nothing. He was like, oh, yeah, I'll go get her. So you came back here just to say you're going to get her.
Right.
So
we're like, by this time, somebody just take y'all fucking order.
And at this time, I was just like, okay. So the girl who bought us shots, or my friend who bought us shots, she's kind of like, she been there a few times. So she was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the bar and see what's up. So she goes and we come back. And by then it's like 8:35 or she comes back. It's like 8:35. She was like, oh my gosh, y'all, well, basically, what they told us is they just said some crazy stuff like our waitress was uncomfortable serving us more drinks because she don't want to lose her liquor license and da da da. And I was like, wait, what? So this lady who I was cool with, she was acting cool, you know, up until whatever changed. This lady that we've been asking for didn't come back to our table because she felt uncomfortable and she didn't want to serve us more drinks because she felt that we drank too much. But she didn't say nothing to nobody, so mm-hmm. We've been sitting here for 40 minutes.
Right.
From 8:08 to 8:48.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
8:48. We've been sitting here for 40 minutes and nobody told us that. So I said, nah, hell nah. So I got up, I went to the bar, and first of all, I skipped this part, but whenever me and my friend went to the bar after the bathroom and we got our two little shots, there was a bartender there, some girl, and I asked her, I was like, oh, do I need to get my ID because I'm already seated at a table and I already got a drink, but like, it's nothing to get my ID, I just don't want to walk back. And she looked at me and she was like, I don't know, you know, let me ask my manager. And I was like, okay. So she goes in the back and her manager comes out. He's like, what's going on? And I was like, I didn't even say nothing. I was just like, it ain't no problem. I'm just gonna get my ID. Like,
you didn't even have to do all that. Just say yes.
Like,
yes,
you're a fucking bartender. Like, fucking say yes or no.
Where's Iguana Grill?
It's like 5 minutes from me downtown. Literally. Dummies? Like, it's like a hole in the wall. I've never heard of it, never been there.
I've heard of it. Y'all need to do a fucking badass rating, each and every one of y'all.
Oh, girl. I wrote a long one and posted it everywhere. But I get up, I go get my ID, and then I bring it back to her. And I don't know if maybe it was her who was the catalyst of it or whatever, but she was looking like she was looking real fucking scary. It's so we get our shots. Yeah, we get our shots, and that's when we go back to the table and the whole fiasco happens. And what I think is that she maybe said something to the waitress saying, I think they maybe had too much to drink or something, which spooked the waitress
whatever. So what did the manager say when you went back up there?
Oh, okay. So after all this and I went back up there, I was like, I just want to let you know that that's bad communication and bad service for y'all to have us waiting for 40 minutes and you don't even tell us why our waitress isn't coming back. And I said, and second of all, I don't know about you, but to dictate how much I've drank when I've only had one drink and two shots, I'm pretty sure you can see that that's not, like, we're not drunk. Right. Like, we weren't drunk. And he was like, oh, well, I'm so sorry for that. You know, it's up to the discretion of our waitress. And I said, that's fine. But what's not fine is the fact that we sat there for 40 minutes asking
the manager what
was
going.
Yeah, he was like, yes. And I was like, that's fine. But it's not cool that we sat there for 40 minutes asking for our waitress and nobody says nothing. And we're the ones who have to keep getting up and coming back to the bar. And he was like, I'm so sorry, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, and I said, no, you don't need to be sorry. Like, I'm not coming back here. I'm not spending any more money here. And I'm telling people not to come here. And I said, I know you probably don't care to lose customers, but you definitely have just lost me and a whole lot of other customers. He was like, no, you know, next time you come back, I'll pay for your meal. I said, nah, I don't want you to pay for anything. I want you to have better service. Like,
whack it. And why do it take me coming up here? Bitch, you see that we're waiting here. Yes. Y'all seen them at the bar. Y'all seen them at the table. What sense do that make? Listen, I'm not a fan of bad service, honey. It was a meme that went around, like, the boyfriend and girlfriend. And it was like, I love going out to eat with my girlfriend because we always get our food for free. I'm like, bitch, that's me. Like, let some shit be wrong. I don't care.
Because, like, and the thing that is so fucking crazy is the table next to us, each of them probably had three drinks and two shots at the table next to us. But you want to say we had too much to drink? Like, what the fuck? And yes, they were white, and it was four black girls sitting at a table. Everybody else in the whole fucking place was white. Like, there might have been a couple other black people sprinkled throughout, but it's Who's been there before, the fuck? I think Morena's been there like maybe a few times, and then the other girl, she says she goes there regularly or something. But I was just like, I don't know what you think, but like, I have to get up for work at 6 a.m. and if you think I'm going to drink myself into a coma, like, that's just bad judgment. You need to train your. You need to train
that's
your.
That's not like, what's wrong with this
person? No, I was fucking heated. I was like, you need to train your waiters and waitresses to learn how to. Judgment. Yeah, to have better judgment and learn how to deal with customers if they think they've drank too much. And not just have them sitting for 40 minutes thinking you went home because you're uncomfortable, that you don't want to serve them more drinks. Like, nah, I personally took it as you're uncomfortable because we're black, or you don't want to sell us more liquor than, I don't know. Like, I don't know why the fuck. So I was like, I'm definitely writing a review and I'm definitely going to post it everywhere, and I'm not coming back to your restaurant. So I just want to let you know that this was a terrible experience and I will be telling everybody about it. And then I walked away. So we all walked out the door. And so we're sitting out there talking. I was just like, that shit's fucked up. Da, da, da. And then I see the waitress come out with another dude and she start cleaning the table. So I was still heated. So I opened the door and I said, you know, it's pretty whack that you couldn't tell us you were uncomfortable serving us more liquor for whatever reason. And she was like, I have a liquor license. Mind you, this lady's like twice my age. More than that, she's probably in her fucking early 60s.
Probably racist as fuck.
Girl. And she was like, I have a liquor license. I don't want to lose my liquor license. I said, that's fine. But the fact that you didn't even service, which is your job, is what's really messed up. She was like, I'm not going to argue with you about this. I'm not going to argue. And I was like, I mean, we were waiting there for 40 minutes. She said, it was not 40 minutes. I was like,
did you put her name on all those reviews?
Yes. And I was like, you need to do better at your job. And if you have a problem or an issue with somebody, or if it's their skin color, then you don't need to be a waitress. And she said, you know what? Do you want me to call the police? I'll call the police. And she walked back to, she like left the table. This is like a 45 second conversation. And she walks back like she's going to get her manager or call the police. And I said, go ahead and call the fucking police, because that's what y'all white people do anyway.
Right. And are then, other people looking or doing something?
By then the restaurant was kind of empty, but yeah. And the guy she was cleaning the table up with, he was a Hispanic guy. He was laughing. And I was just like, fucking stupid. Like, trash shirt. Like, I was just like, call the cops. Like, for what?
Yeah,
for what?
Call the cops
for what? What you calling the cops for? Because you can't have a civil conversation.
Right.
Like, you don't know how to fucking actually work through a conversation. But like, what? What you trying to call the cops for? Huh? So I can get shot or arrested? So nah, I based everything I just said here, I put that in my review. I posted it on Google. I posted it on Yelp. And it was posted on Facebook. And I did get a notification that the Iguana Grill manager responded, but I haven't read it yet.
Read it. Read it for the people. Read it live. I want to hear.
Oh, God.
what did they respond on?
On Google, which is like where most of the
reviews were.
Mm-hmm. So
that's good. I'm glad that y'all wrote it. Y'all really all should write a review. But
man, I was like, y'all really got me fucked up trying to dictate how much reviews I'm drinking. You're trying to dictate how much I'm drinking. Any other place, they would have poured the fuck up. Like,
I'm not mad about them trying to be safe, but it's just like, have the don't be uncourteous, nigga. Y'all have a restaurant. So why the fuck is everybody in the restaurant aware that they not serving them, but them? That don't make sense.
So this is what he said. I'm so sorry about the misunderstanding and your first experience here. Please feel free to email me directly, as I would like to discuss your visit with you further, or feel free to come in and talk with me in person. We listen and take all of our customer feedback seriously, so we would love to hear from you directly. Nigga, I'm not gonna do that. Like, it's not even a thing. Like, it shouldn't have even been the issue that it was. Y'all lacked communication on y'all's part. I don't have time to be talking to you about
Spam his email. Everybody email and say, Laura sucks. Make that the subject and make that the content.
I'll tell y'all the email right now, too. And the email is...
Spam it, y'all.
Oh, it's his name. Should I say it?
Yes.
Okay, the name is Ross Davis OKC at gmail.com.
Spell that.
So RossDavisOKC@gmail.com. So if you want to.
Laura sucks.
Yes. Like, y'all, I mean, I'm talking, we were having it was just the normal time. Like, it was a happy hour. And for it to go like that, like, that's just.
What the hell? Y'all not having a happy hour for people to get 3 drinks. So,
and
yeah,
mind you, a drink and 2 shots. Like, that was just fucking weird to me. Like, I don't know. That was weird. I wasn't with it. I didn't like it. And I didn't like the fact that every time I asked a question, the little bartender girl always felt that she had to get her manager. Ho, speak up. You shouldn't be at the fucking bar. You should be in the back if you can't even answer normal questions.
Right. If you can't make decisions on your own. And why you got to get a manager? Because it's a black girl talking to you? Like... Do you normally get a manager for those simple ass fucking questions?
Like,
yeah, I don't get it.
But yeah, so they're on my D list and I will not be going back. I don't even know if I'm going to respond. Like, I probably won't. I don't care enough. It's just on to the next. There's plenty of other restaurants with happy hours and good drinks. Like, y'all ain't nothing special. So that was the experience I had a couple days ago. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. I don't have any of those. Every experience, I try to just nip right in the butts. But y'all, it's one thing I can't stand, and it's bad service. Like, nigga, this is your job, all right? So, at the bare minimum, I should be getting what the fuck I need.
Right.
Exceptionally, that's just your tip. You know.
Right.
Gambling. But I should be getting what I need. I shouldn't be, like, yeah, that would have pissed me off to my core.
And it's one thing when you are serving a table and they are belligerent and drunk. But we weren't, I'm telling y'all, like, we might have been tipsy after the second shot. But nah, it was a fucking day after work. Like, we're all tired. We're not trying to really be there for a long time. We just want to have drinks, talk, and go home. Like, that's what's just so weird. And I didn't like it. I didn't like none of it. So
don't go to Iguana Grill, people. Well, wrapping up.
That's pretty much it, y'all. You know,
we can talk about where they can find us in the future.
Yes, in the future, you'll be able to definitely find us on YouTube. The Audacity page is still up. I don't know.
On YouTube?
No. I mean, on Instagram. Sorry.
Did you join now?
No. I mean, so you can find Nior. Nior will be on YouTube soon.
Yes. So, quick update that me and Bae will be making a YouTube soon. So, subscribe, watch, and all that good shit. And let me know, you know, what y'all would want to see. I don't know. We'll probably just be doing fun, cute stuff and just, I don't know, vlogs maybe. I feel like we're pretty funny people all the time. We laugh a lot. So maybe just some of that natural stuff.
Yes. So be on the lookout for that. For me, I don't know. Like I said, I will probably continue podcasting in the future. It'll just be, I don't know. There's just a lot of what ifs in the next couple months. So we gonna see. But, and then, you know, I know that, I don't know if you listened to the episode, but the episode, which was like boys versus girls, the guys on there really have been wanting to come back. So we might, well, New York can't participate, but. We might
in Dallas
put one more episode up.
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Why you say I can't participate? Oh, because of the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so you know, it was a good run. It did serve its purpose, but life is just transitioning into different ways. And yeah, y'all. And you can still find us on social media. Like, if you peep our page, if you really want to follow us, like, you can search and find our
actual
personals,
Instagram accounts and things like that. It's quite simple, but yeah, we'll post, like, if anything is going on with Kryptonite Clothing or with me and the YouTube and all that stuff, we'll try to post it to the Audacity page in general so y'all can be up to date with that.
Yeah. For sure. So, yeah, any upcoming announcements or any upcoming projects, we're still going to post. And who knows, you know, we might still get together when we do see each other and record one for the one time. But, yeah, life is just really transitioning right now, you know. Things are changing. Things are moving. So, yeah, y'all. We love y'all.
Love y'all. It's been real.
It's been real. And y'all will hear from us in one way or another.
Bye.
Bye. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?